You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The real estate market in India has been witnessing exponential boom over the last 2 years. With rentals skyrocketing, the sector has remained buoyant, with property owners enjoying the lucrative appeal of their property investment. And it is interesting to note that the net rental yield in India is one of the highest in the world. According to NoBroker, the average rental inflation in India has surpassed that in Singapore, London and New York. For instance, the average rental inflation in Singapore has been around 29%. However, the net rental inflation in India is higher than these countries, with some pockets of major cities witnessing an exponential rent increase of 30% and above. The supply is still catching up with the increasing demand. Next up, Servotech Power Systems Limited, a manufacturer of EV chargers in India, on Friday announced that it has bagged a significant order for nearly 1,500 DC fast EV chargers from Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, HPCL, and other EV charger OEMs. The order, it added, is valued at ₹102 crore and involves two charger variants of 60 kilowatts and 120 kilowatts. The order secured by HPCL involves Servotech manufacturing, supplying and installing DC EV chargers nationwide, prioritizing deployment at HPCL's retail outlets. Additionally, Servotech will also manufacture and supply the rest of the chargers to EV charger OEMs. The company, in a regulatory filing, said that this move is seen as an important step in making EVs more consumer-friendly. Let's talk market. Bajaj Auto, a leading player in the Indian automotive industry, announced on Thursday an additional investment of ₹45.75 crores in the electric bike sharing platform Yulu Bikes. Following this fresh investment, Bajaj Auto's shareholding in Yulu Bikes now stands at 18.8% of the paid-up equity share capital. According to a regulatory filing by the company, on Friday, February 23rd, Yulu disclosed that it had successfully raised a total of $19.25 million or ₹160 crore in equity funding. This funding comes from its existing investors, Bajaj Auto and Magna. In a press release, Yulu highlighted its remarkable growth over the past year, experiencing nearly a five-fold increase in revenue. The additional capital infusion is expected to fuel Yulu's growth trajectory, reinforcing its market leadership. Additionally, the UN Conference of Trade and Development, UNCTAD, recently published a global report titled Navigating Troubled Waters: The Impact of Disrupted Shipping Routes on Global Trade. This report sheds light on the repercussions of attacks on shipping routes in critical areas such as the Red Sea, alongside existing geopolitical and climate-related challenges. These events are fundamentally altering the landscape of global trade routes, reshaping the way goods move around the world. The disruptions in the Red Sea, particularly the recent attacks on shipping, have had profound consequences on maritime trade routes. This disruption has further compounded the ongoing challenges in the Black Sea, where the conflict in Ukraine has already been altering established trade patterns, especially in the oil and grain sectors. In other news, the Railway Board Chairperson, Jaya Varma Sinha, on Thursday, February 22nd, informed that the India's inaugural vertical lift bridge, the Pamban Railway Bridge, connecting the mainland to Rameswaram Island, is nearing operational readiness. The announcement comes following her visit to Rameswaram to assess the project's progress. In a conversation with PTUI, Varma said the reconstruction is progressing well and we anticipate resuming services very soon. Moreover, she commended the dedicated efforts of the team in overcoming numerous challenges associated with constructing a first-of-its-kind vertical lift bridge over the turbulent sea. Train services between Mandapam on the mainland and Rameswaram Island were halted on December 23, 2022, when the existing rail bridge constructed in 1913 was deemed unsafe. Moreover, information technology IT sector registered a muted performance during the third quarter of FY 2023-24 due to higher than expected furloughs, continued slowdown in deal closures, whereby Tier 1 deal TCV declined by 4.5% year-on-year, said analysts. Also, seasonality, modest delay in conversation and higher Q2 FY 24 base were key reasons for the sequential decline in bookings. Deepak Jasani, head of retail research, HDFC Securities, said that Indian Tier 1 IT companies witnessed a sequential moderation in deal TCV in Q3 FY 24 over multi-year mega wins recorded in Q2 FY 24. This was due to higher than expected furloughs and continued slowdown in deal closures, whereby Tier 1 deal TCV declined by 4.5% year-on-year. Despite this, Tier 1 and Tier 2 companies comfortably maintained the book-to-bill at 1x mark in the quarter. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in the negative territory after hitting a fresh lifetime high for the fifth straight trading session. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 4.75 points, or 0.02% lower, to settle at 22,212.70, while the BSE Sensex lost 15.44 points, or 0.02%, to settle at 73,142.80. The broader indices closed in the green, with mid-cap and small-cap stocks gaining. The Bank Nifty shed over 100 points, or 0.23%, to settle at 46,811.75. SBI Life Insurance, Bajaj Finserv, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Cipla, HDFC Life Insurance were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Asian Paints, Maruti Suzuki, HCL Technologies, BPCL, and JSW Steel were the key losers in the Nifty 50. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.